funds. Homa Bay Town Constituency Member of Parliament Peter Kaluma has opposed the proposal by some senators that National Government Constituency Development Fund, NGCDF, be scrapped. Kaluma said it would be ill-advised to abolish the NGCDF and that the senators were misguided to demand the kitty's abolition. In a press release Monday, Kaluma said the NGCDF had done a tremendous job in improvement of schools' infrastructure and claimed that many schools which had been neglected were salvaged by the NGCDF. The kitty has not only rebuilt our schools but has also ensured that we have schools deep in remote areas where no schools existed, Kaluma said. He said that those pushing for the funds to be channeled through the county governments were ignorant of the pitfalls that would follow. If the senators get their way, the Ministry of Education top brass would be tempted to divert the monies to their regions, excluding others, he alleged. He told senators to stop being jealous of members of the National Assembly and argued that the NGCDF Act had been amended to completely remove MPs from implementation structures of the fund. MPs are no longer members of NGCDF committees, neither are they patrons or members of constituency oversight committees. NGCDF is currently operated by the executive through the NGCDF board in Nairobi with the participation of the people at the grassroots, Kaluma said. He told those who fight the NGCDF to first push the government to make education free. Both Kenya Kwanza and Azimio promised free education during campaigns. Let those fighting NGCDF create accountable systems to guarantee free education. Kaluma said. He also criticized senators for demanding an oversight fund. Senators are paid well to perform their roles, including oversight. What's the oversight fund they are demanding for? Do they want to be funded to do the work for which they are already paid for? Kaluma posed.